This is Matt Webb
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome into the studio this afternoon Natalie Wells, who's the Welcome Centre Manager at Wood Green, the Animals Charity, and we'll also be speaking to Katie Brimblecombe, who's a producer of a TV series here, which is going to be taking place. We'll be joining her on the line in a couple of moments' time, but a very good afternoon to you, first of all, Natalie. Welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
No problems at all. So tell us briefly, very quickly, about Wood Green for people who aren't familiar with the work of the charity and what you do.
Okay, so Wood Green helps both people and pets, really. We're a lot about rehoming, so people may need to bring animals into us for a variety of reasons that mean they can no longer keep them. So we'll take care of those animals, we'll treat them if we need to, do some training with them, and then look to find them new homes. But also a big part of what we do now is offering advice to people as well. So before they get to that point of feeling they need to give up their pet, what can we do to help? Is there a way that we can offer some training advice or something like that that really can allow that really well-loved animal to stay in that home where it's well-treated? It just that circumstances sometimes can cause problems for people.
Mm. And one of the things that you're going to be taking part in is this Channel 4 TV documentary, which you and your team must be really excited about.
Yes, very, very excited about the Channel 4 documentary that's coming up. So my team in the Welcome Centre will be quite a big part of that, working with a variety of teams across the centre, really looking at the matching of people with rescue dogs and the kind of work that goes into making sure that as much as we can, we try and find that perfect match.
Do you have many dogs coming in at the moment as rescue dogs?
Yes, I mean, our kennels are pretty much always running to capacity. We also use a lot of foster homes, which is great. It means the dogs can spend more time away from the kennels, which isn't always the best environment for them, and we can learn a little bit more about them. So we've always got dogs coming into us. Luckily for us, though, we've also always got people looking to rehome them.
And a range of breeds, I take it, as well?
Yeah, a range of breeds. We do see patterns with particular breeds sometimes, lots of lurchers. It used to be there were a lot of bull breeds, not quite so much anymore. But really, we can have absolutely any breed brought into us at Wood Green. There's such a variety from sort of tiny Chihuahuas to we have had the occasional Great Dane, so you never know what you're going to find.
And maybe even a Beethoven dog, as I call them.
Yes, there have been St. Bernards, your Beethoven dogs as well.
So just tell us about the different steps that are involved in rehoming a dog for someone who might want to either take part in the TV series or just rehome a dog generally.
Okay, so really for us, rehoming a dog kind of takes, you look at it from two angles. So we have the Welcome Centre team who will look at the people side, and then you'd have our team that look after the dogs in care themselves, and they look more from the dog side. So what we need to do is to get to know both. We need to get to know the people. So we'll ask a few questions about lifestyle, who else lives in the home, what they perhaps are expecting of a dog, if they're going to be leaving it at home for a long period of time, or if there's any other pets in the home. We also want to know a little bit about really what their expectations for that dog's behaviour and the lifestyle they're going to lead with that dog are, because when dogs come into us, they may have some training needs or something like that. And what that might mean is that even though it's the right setup in terms of people in the home and home alone time, if the people that are coming in aren't wanting to take on a dog that perhaps needs daily training when it's out on a walk, or they want to have a really busy lifestyle but the dog we have can be quite worried, then we have to think about those things too. So it's as much about personalities as it is about what the actual home setup would be. And at the same time as we're doing that, the team on dogs in our dog section are getting to know the dogs, and they're getting to know a little bit about their behaviour, what their background is, what their history's been, and also what type of home they think they would suit and the people that they would go with. So we're quite flexible when it comes to that matching piece. What we just need to know is what people are really looking for, because we don't want them to take on a dog that might look exactly how they want it to, but it doesn't provide them with what they're really looking to get from a dog. If it's a really independent dog that isn't going to want cuddles on the sofa and that's what they want, we really need to think about that kind of stuff as well.
And I suppose when it comes to making sure that you match the right dog up with someone, do you then, after the person has been rehomed, do you then provide support if they need it afterwards going forward as well?
Yes, that's actually something we can do regardless of where they've got their dog from. So because we're really wanting to help people to live happy lives with their dogs, well, pets in general, really, and keep pets in loving homes for life wherever possible, we can provide advice and support for any pet owner with any question that they have about their pet. So they can call up, and we have a team of behaviour and training specialists who can help them out. And what we can do really is try and get to the bottom of their problem and work with them and their pet for a solution.
And I'll bring in Katie now, who's the producer of the series. Good afternoon to you, Katie.
Good afternoon. Hi there.
So first of all, just tell us why you chose Wood Green out of all the different animals charities around to take part in this documentary series.
I think, you know, the team are just so dedicated to what they're doing, and we were just really impressed by the hard work and the kind of the rigorous and careful assessment that goes on in matching up people with their dogs. And really that was what made it for us.
And why focusing on dogs? I mean, you could focus on any type of animal, couldn't you, really? And why did you specifically choose dogs?
I think dogs can tell us a lot about who we are as humans. And really what's important for us for the series is that we document that relationship between humans and dogs. And because I think there's just so much that they can tell us about ourselves, really.
Have you ever produced any documentary series revolving around animals before? Is this your first time of producing an animal series as such?
Me personally, I have actually done a cat program for ITV before, but I'm definitely a dogs person.
And obviously lots of people might be listening to this and thinking, oh, do you know what, I wouldn't mind rehoming a dog and taking part in this. What would they need to do to take part in this TV series, and what would you be expecting of them during the filming?
Well, really, this is for us. We like to say it's a little bit like first dates for dogs. It's really important for us to we're going to be setting up multiple cameras and really want to capture the observing the first time that people set eyes on their matched dog. So for us, we're looking for. It's important for us to have the stories of the abandoned dogs at Wood Green, but we also want to meet the people and find out from them why they're looking for a dog, why they're looking to rehome a dog. And, so really for us, we're just looking for anybody who's seriously considering rehoming a rescue dog and that are happy to share their story with us. And I think it's also important for us to hear from, you know, people from all walks of life with different reasons for wanting a rescue dog at that time in their life. I think there's so much that dogs can bring to people, whether that's companionship, it's a distraction, or it's there to, you know, help you, you know, get out of bed in the morning or make you feel safe. They just give you an endless amount of love and smiles. And we want to hear from people that are considering it and want happy to share their story about really why it's important for them. They feel that they can rehome a dog now in their life.
And when will filming be taking place?
We start filming towards the end of April, and it will be running through May and into early June. But we're wanting to hear from people from today.
And the contact details, I'll just read this out, is rescuedog@5milefilms.co.uk. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
And there's also a phone number as well of 07925 395 829. And I suppose if people are interested and want to speak to you or a member of your team, you can talk them through the whole process to make them feel comfortable as well if they're going to be filmed.
Absolutely. I think at the moment we are just wanting to hear from people that are considering rehoming a dog and, you know, are willing to share their reasons of why that might be. And then we can go from there and we can talk through the whole process of what might be involved if they were selected.
And Natalie, if people want to find out more about the work of Wood Green, do you have a contact phone number that people can get in contact with or a website address?
Yeah, so the best thing for people to do is probably to go through our website. They'll be able to find the contact details on there. So that would be www.woodgreen.org.uk. And feel free to get in touch with us with any questions they may have about pets.
Well, Natalie, thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105 Radio this afternoon. And Katie, very good luck with the filming. And it'd be good to have you actually on the air after the filming has taken place and maybe when the series has gone out to have a catch-up about it, if you're willing to do that.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Excellent stuff, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.